Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As we kick off hour number one, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. That is the toll-free SACL CAI call-in line. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That's in stark contrast, by the way, to those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you a subscription fee to their website. We've got all the features they do, and ours are free. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy that on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Again, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind if you make them. Before that, though, we'll take you to the airports of America, where the Transportation Security Administration is up to no good yet again. I mean, does anybody like these guys? Really? If you like the TSA, I'd love to hear from you.
I think a lot of people consider them a necessary evil.
You think so? I just consider them awful. Just awful. In fact, this recent story comes from Indianapolis, where we happen to be live tonight. So we'll give you that here in moments. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
We've got you, Mark. What's on your mind?
Okay, I just kind of have a question about the program. I don't know if you've talked about this, Ian, but it would be pretty beneficial to you, I guess, in the future. I've done quite a bit of research over the last few years, to say the least, been educated and all that on, you know, the topic of liberty.
Okay.
And I've wanted to get on the air recently and get on, like, maybe a local small-town radio show.
Sure.
And I was wondering, which I'll probably be able to do, I got to talk to a few people about it, you know, with a few stations or whatever, but have you ever thought of branching out, like, Free Talk Live with, like, satellite stations here or there in various towns, whatever?
You do understand we are heard on 30 radio stations, including in Indianapolis, where you are.
Right, but have you thought of having, like, a individuals doing their own version of Free Talk Live in different towns so it can, at different times of the day, you know, different hours, so it can be even more widespread?
We have discussed something like Free Talk Live franchises, where,
right,
you know, different people would do shows like that. So the idea has been played out a little bit.
I've never discussed that.
You've discussed it with me.
I don't recall.
Yeah, well, there
what
you go.
Could I say?
you weren't ready to do it.
I don't see how, I mean, first of all, I don't believe in intellectual property, so, I mean, if you want to go and start your own Free Talk Live, you can. I think the problem you're going to run into is trying to differentiate yourself from our show. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily the best way to go about it. I think you just might be better off starting your own original content and building your own brand. I think it might just make more sense to have your own brand than to use ours. But I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to file a lawsuit or anything like that. But at the same time, I'm also not going to necessarily get behind you and endorse what you're doing either. So,
Right. So
I don't know. I think it's a kind of a cool idea. It's not something that really gets me started and gets me excited. And if I'm not excited, then
who's going to do it, right?
Right. It's not really going to happen. But I don't want to discourage you from getting out there and getting into the world of radio and getting your feet wet and getting experience and bringing the message of liberty to another station or to the station you're listening on or whatever.
Well, I've thought about it here, but there's too big of a market here, and it's too some of the smaller towns. I've talked to some of those hosts and some of the program directors, and they can deal more with people starting out, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're in Indianapolis, so it's the bigger the market, the more the airtime is going to cost. Unless you actually have radio experience, you can't just walk in the door of your local
radio
station and expect them to hand you a job.
It happens every once in a while, but
so you're right. Yeah. It is easier to get a foothold in smaller town.
Probably
radio.
The best place to get some practice if you wanted to stay local, you know, stay in Indianapolis, would be to start a podcast and say, look, I've got this experience here, and then when somebody in Indianapolis had something come open, then you could go
on. Sure. And then, of course, there's the internship option as well, where, you know, WXNT, our affiliate there, you never know. They might just be looking for some internships, and that can always branch into on-air opportunities and so on and so forth.
Right. Oh, that are, there's a lot of, like, large suburbs around here. That has started, like, a morning show more gearing more towards the libertarian, you know, liberty aspect of it, and not even calling a Free Talk Live. I just didn't know if you wanted to have any input in this, if you're thinking about doing the saddling off and other, like you guys talk about, or Mark was, franchises or anything, or
if you've got questions, you can write us emails. We'll give you the best answers we can.
Yeah, I can tell you that as far as from a monetary aspect, we're not making a whole boatload of money right now, so it's not like we would be able to get any sort of franchise fee from you or anything like that if you wanted to do something like that. So, again, it's just there's not really any real interest from our perspective, but I absolutely have an interest in people getting out there and putting liberty-oriented content on the airwaves. I totally support that. I think there needs to be more. I mean, right now, Free Talk Live is unique, simply because nobody else in the radio business is really doing anything like this. I mean, if you think about... Go ahead.
Well, most of talk radio is just a bunch of neocons. I mean, 90% of it is anyway, so...
Yeah. Right, and you have to understand something about why we were able to get away with this. The reason Free Talk Live is on 30 stations today is because of the internet. It wasn't because some radio executive had vision and decided to give us a shot. It's because, well, we got online and we did this show. I mean, we had a local show. We managed to get a local show on a radio station. But we got syndicated simply because, well, the Genesis Communications Network does have much more of an open mind than other networks do. So you got to give those guys credit for that, because they were pretty visionary in that aspect. But as far as local radio stations are concerned, I don't know if anybody would have looked at this program and said that this was commercially viable. You know, if we'd taken this to a big station and pitched it to them, we probably would have been laughed out of their offices. But because we took the time and started small, started on a couple little stations, a little syndicated show, and grew it out from there, and, you know, we've been doing it for 3 years now, we've proven ourselves. Right, as a syndicated show. We've proven ourselves, and so you do have to start small, and I highly recommend that you get out there and do it. It's going to take time. We've been at it for 5 years. I've been doing radio for 10, and my mentor in this business told me it takes you 10 or 15 years before you start making decent money. So, you know, he was right, by the way. So don't expect to get wealthy off of this real quick. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of effort. But I found it very, very worthwhile. And you know what? I got an email today from a listener that said, you know, that he was just a dyed-in-the-wool socialist before he found Free Talk Live, and he was thanking me for the show. And it's emails like those that, even if you aren't making money at this, changing hearts and minds really makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, there's something about radio that gives you
a message too.
Yeah, there's something about radio that gives you an authority as far as the message goes. You can talk to your blue in the face to people you know about liberty and the concepts thereof, and they're going to have all kinds of problems and accepting it. But for some reason, people will listen to radio, and the ideas get in their head.
Yeah, there's a bit of like reason and logic discussed, and you know, when concepts are explained and people go through things like you guys do.
And there's something else about radio. I think the reason for what you're saying, Mark, is because radio is very personal. Because you're there, even though we've got thousands of people listening right now, it's a very personal experience. So when it's just you sitting in your car or you at home listening, it's really one-on-one. That's how it feels to people, at least, even though that may not necessarily be the case. And so there's something about that. There's something very special about that helps break down barriers, I think.
Right, I agree.
Good luck, Mark, and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You know, I really look forward to the day, Mark, and Mark, my co-host.
Yes.
I really look forward to the day when there are people in the radio business that are ripping us off. You know, instead of everybody trying to be Rush Limbaugh.
Well, they sort of are to some extent. Suddenly now people are using the terminology libertarian in describing themselves. Glenn Beck says he's
more
a libertarian.
More so than before. That's
now.
True.
And Glenn Beck would never use the term libertarian to describe himself previously.
That's true.
He said I remember him saying a couple of years ago, the libertarians scare me. That was the term. That was what he said. He used the terminology and said scared right afterwards.
Manchow and Phil Hendry are being marketed as libertarians.
Dennis Miller.
I don't know if they use the terms themselves, but they're being marketed that way. Dennis Miller claims
it's a hip term these days.
He claims
maybe
to be
because of Free Talk Live.
Well, I'm not going to go out on that.
I will. I love going out on limbs.
But nonetheless, my point is that sure would be nice, right, to have people ripping Free Talk Live off instead of everybody trying to be the Rush Limbaugh.
Well, it makes perfectly good sense that they'd be ripping us off. We're the young ones. They know that the money is not in appealing to the oldest listener out there, but the youngest one.
Oh, plus, we have the best ideas. 800-259-9231, because liberty works, and that's what we like to talk about. And we'll talk about the TSA and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. We've got a bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. Lots of stuff to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. How would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services?
No.
Well, you do every time somebody doesn't pay their bills. And that's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So we go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Mike in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hey there. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. No, mine. I'm trying to get my son into the radio.
You're going to get him into the radio. That's difficult. You mean actually get him on the radio.
Yeah, you know my son, you know Footy down here in Miami?
No.
You've never heard of Footy?
Freddy?
Footy? Yeah.
Never heard of it, no.
But he meets all kinds of, when you talk to him, he knows all kinds of people. I mean, it's not just celebrities, he knows congressmen and everything.
Well, you're talking about you know, real celebrities players. And people with a name, and we're not either of those, so he wouldn't know us.
Yeah, we're just radio people. Yeah, nobody knows who we are.
We're just slubs.
Yeah, but you meet a lot of interesting people.
That much is true.
What I'm saying, you meet congressmen and all kinds of
me? No, I hate congressmen. I couldn't stomach it.
You met Fred Thompson at the last convention.
No, I didn't.
You saw him.
I saw him. You went up and met him, I think, right?
I got stepped on by him. He actually stepped on my foot.
So, not me, but, you know, if that's what floats somebody's boat, that is certainly possible in the world of radio. If you're in the world of radio, it's easier to get interviews with those sorts of people. Sure.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get him in there, because you meet basketball players, you meet people, you meet all kinds of
Is that
people.
Why you want to get him in there, is so he can meet those people? Or, I mean, just...
Yeah, he loves to talk.
Okay.
So you want to get him into talk radio then specifically?
Yeah, I don't care for the music.
You know what? Music radio is dying off anyway. It's all going to be talk in the future. So what is your plan here? I mean, how are you planning on getting
your
son?
Footy's already let him go to his radio show one day when he's off of school because I have to have him in school all the time.
Okay. So how old is your son?
The boy is 11 years old, and I guarantee... He can answer any question you want.
Let me tell you something. There's no better time to start in radio than as early as possible. I mean, if you can get your son or daughter into radio in their early teenage years, that is the best thing you can do because they're going to learn all the mechanics. They're going to learn the ins and the outs. They're going to learn the business while they're still growing up. And then by the time they're 17 or 18, they're going to have a lot of on-air experience, and they're going to be able to easily transition into a full-time career. I think it's a great idea. For anybody that is interested in getting into business. Now, I should say, and I caution people, that this is not a business. It appears to be glamorous. When you tune in, you think, oh, people on the radio.
They must make money.
Must be really rich.
No. The money is not... It's not the money that I'm looking for. It's the knowledge that he can meet all these people.
Great. And good luck with that, and thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. When you get into this business, there are those people that have been in since they were teenagers, like 15, 14 years old, and you know what? They're very good.
Right. And
they're very good.
It's got to help in doing it in the future, you know?
And what a great way to get your kid involved in something that can really affect people's lives early on. That's cool. All right, let's continue. Talk to Pete, also listening on WFTL in Miami. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, I don't know what your point was about the knock on Glenn Beck about the Libertarian and Dennis Miller. You know, I voted Libertarian back when Ron Paul was running for president. The term kind of doesn't mean anything anymore because they're so split on abortion and foreign affairs and the whole bit. So
right, and because of people like Glenn Beck and Dennis Miller who use the label for themselves when it doesn't really apply. That's why it doesn't mean anything. I agree with you.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if your point is that you're trying to find a market segment. I think what we're missing here is, there's such a split here, the left-right split. I think what somebody needs to come up with is C-SPAN with an attitude.
C-SPAN, like with commentary over top of the bureaucrats giving speeches?
Well, maybe that's kind of a misnomer. I don't mean to have guests all the time, but my point is to present a intelligent view of the issues. And it could be a radio guy. The closest guy who came to that, I think, was Medved, although he did have his own particular position.
He sure does.
When he talked, He knew his issues.
Yeah, well, Ben's probably the smartest guy on radio.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I'll tell you that...
That doesn't make him right. It just makes him smart.
Exactly. But you don't mind. You don't mind listening to somebody you disagree with. It's smart.
Sure. I love listening to his... He does historical things. Sometimes he'll dedicate an hour to talking about a certain segment of history. And I really love that. There's a podcast out there called Hardcore History, if you dig that portion of Medved's show that you should check out. That's Hardcore.
Well, that's Dan Carlin. That's not Medved.
Correct.
They dumped him in this market. But let me give you an example of, the other annoying part of that is to talk to somebody who's stupid. And I'll give you the best example. Just listen to left radio. And when they talk about global warming, there are two arguments they will make. The debate is over, and if you don't believe in it, you're in the oil company's pockets. And when you try to push them on it, they'll never talk about it.
Well, I have to say that right radio can be just as mindless as left radio. Give you an example.
Of an issue like that. And just pay attention to that, because when you listen to it, that's all they ever say.
I mean, I haven't listened to much right radio recently, just because I don't have time for it. But
the righties will immediately stop you on the war and say that, for instance, we're dealing with a bunch of fanatical crazies over there, and we must wipe them out and eradicate them, and that's our only choice.
Right, because they hate freedom or something like that.
Or they hate Coca-Cola,
Britney Spears,
or whatever. And if you do not agree with them, you hate the troops, and therefore you hate America.
Right. So most radio is mindless like that. And have you ever listened to Free Talk Live before, Pete?
I have, and I just caught segments of your show. Is this your regular time every week?
Yes, you can catch us there on WFTL for, I think we're on 7 to 9 Saturday nights there, and you can get us online for our other 16 hours a week at freetalklive.com.
Oh, 16 hours a week. Well, where are you guys out of?
We do it from New Hampshire, but we're actually Florida natives, so we've got a lot of experience living down there in the Sunshine State.
I think
you're going to find, Pete, that we know our issues, too. So if you got an issue you want to talk about, we'd love to discuss it with you.
You caught me flat-footed right there.
That's all right. Call us back sometime. We appreciate hearing from you, and have a great night and weekend. 800-259-9231. That's all right. He caught me flat-footed with the example from the right radio thing. Like,
oh. Well, you don't listen to radio anymore. I do. I listen every day because I do the sales for this show. That's how I got into radio in the first place, is I was a radio salesman, so it really makes perfectly good sense I'd be the director of sales for the show. But I listen every day, and I just try to swipe advertisers from the other radio shows. But I particularly like listening to Medved. I like Neil Bortz, too, even though he's, both those guys are pro-war and I'm anti-war.
The last time
I agree with these guys to enjoy their shows.
Sure, I agree. But the last time I heard radio, right radio, or whatever you want to call it, conservative radio, it's just the Republican Party talking points.
For immigration.
There's not really much original thinking going on there, for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the left radio. It's just the Democrat talking points. It's just mindless. Anyway, you won't hear any of that crap on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Shrine is well worth the trip. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
As we continue with the phone calls, it is a show about your call. Still on the way, talk to TSA, but first to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Justin.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I have two questions. How close are we all to a North American union?
It's a good question. Hard to say. There's not really anything that seems very concrete out there. Word was, I guess, this week, was it the Mexican president, Vicente Fox, was on with Larry King, and he did admit that they were looking at some sort of a North American union currency. People have called it the Amero as a possibility. So, you know, it's been pretty much confirmed at this point that that's something that they are working on. However, not sure how successful they're going to be at it, because obviously there are a lot of Americans that are going to be very, very upset and are going to protest this. There hasn't really been anything necessarily set in stone that we've seen, at least. Your next question?
Okay. Do you think it was a good idea for me to train for 3 years in the martial arts because I knew what this country was going to become?
I don't think it's ever a bad idea for people to take the martial arts. I've taken a bit myself. I think it's great for people's for discipline and just for, you know, physical strength and ability and that sort of thing.
Don't be too quick to use it, but yeah.
Well, that's one of the things you learn when you're trained in the martial arts is you use your power very judiciously and only in the correct circumstances. I don't think that the world situation has any bearing on whether or not you should have trained in the martial arts, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I wish I had more time to do it myself. I thought it was a lot of fun.
I hear it's very good. Good stuff for your brain.
Yep, 800-259-9231. So, the rise of the police state, something that we talk about frequently on this show. Some people don't believe it. Some people don't want to believe it.
They pooh-shaw it.
But I don't feel like, you know, the more I encounter government and their checkpoints and their TSA agents, the less I believe I'm a free person. In fact, Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com tells a tale from Indianapolis Airport. Dead men tell no tales, she says. This is at LouRockwell.com. But apparently those wing dings at the TSA, fear cremated ones, can hijack planes. Given all that the TSA bans, it's surprising the agency allows passengers to transport ashes from a cremated body. In fact, you don't even have to check the ashes. You can carry them right on board. And you'll be respected for it, too. The TSA promises right on their website, quote, "We understand how painful losing a loved one is," unquote. I'm sure Rigoberto Alpizar's widow appreciates that. You remember who he is? He's the guy that got shot in the back.
On the tarmac?
By the federal agents for nothing.
Didn't remember his name.
Yeah. And she says, again from their website, "And we respect anyone traveling with crematory remains," unquote. Well, respect in the TSA's lexicon means groping the grieving and rifling through their belongings. The respect decomposes further when the urn in which your loved one now remains thwarts the TSA's x-rays. Again, from their regulations, quote, "If the container is made of a material that generates an opaque image and prevents the security screener," meaning busybody, "from clearly being able to see what's inside, then the container cannot be allowed through the security checkpoint." Proving you've got Brother Bob and not a bomb in there should be a simple matter of opening the urn, or so you would think. That's because grief has
made you shake it out. Come on.
That's because grief has made you forget you're dealing with the TSA rather than folks with a lick of common sense. More from their nonsense. Quote, "Out of respect to the deceased and their family and friends, under no circumstances will a screener open the container, even if the passenger requests this be done," unquote. Balderdash, "The agency doesn't pry in extremis as a nod to local tyrannies, as there are various regulations on handling human remains. Believe me, dweebs who rummage through our underwear and molest young girls for a living don't suddenly grow a conscience when it comes to disturbing the dead. Traveling with a loved one's ashes might not be your preferred way to go, but the TSA says that it's common." The Indianapolis Star quoted Renee Harris, a customer service official with the TSA. Customer service? At the TSA? Who knew? Who even suspected? "Maybe not every day," she says, "but at least every week, people take their late loved ones for that final flight." So when a man tried to carry his father's ashes on board at Indianapolis International Airport earlier this month, screeners should have respected him. After all, they'd respected passengers in the same tragic circumstances the week before and the week before that. So you'd think so much respecting would teach even these boneheads how to deal with their dear departed, or with the dear departed. But no. The Star reports that, quote, "TSA X-ray screener Lyle Harper pulled the remains aside after seeing a dark image. TSA bag checker Brad Eastman then did an explosive trace detection test on them. The results were negative." Alas, the TSA sees negative results as an invitation to further harassment rather than a reason to desist. The Star then quotes a police report because, sure enough, the TSA respected this grieving customer so much that they eventually called the cops on him and his dead father. Eastman spoke to the owner of the urn and learned the urn was the passenger's father. Eastman was satisfied with the urn and bag and allowed the passenger and bag to go down the concourse. Moments after the man was sent on his way, the TSA agent told Harper that he hadn't put the urn through a second x-ray screening. You know, cremated guys can be sneaky. You never know then when they're faking death, so it's best to x-ray them twice just in case. And when you forget that all-important repeat radiation, well, then you alert your supervisor, who in grand TSA tradition shuts down the checkpoint.
Oh, God.
It gets better, though.
Everybody had to wait then.
That's correct. Despite the
he forgot to scan something a second time, so they shut down the checkpoint.
That's correct. Despite the TSA's respect for the now departed, the TSA decided to hunt his ashes down for further searching, as if screeners hadn't already pestered him and his son with swabs and x-rays and their other voodoo.
He seems strange to call an urn him.
He should have been easy to spot, according to the Star. His son, who wore a red shirt and pink hat, was carrying the ashes in a box inside a garbage bag. Still, airport officials could not find this distinctive duo. Ah, the efficiency of the police state, and the sour grapes, too. Since they couldn't locate those terrorists who'd taken such crafty care to camouflage themselves and draw no attention, they punished passengers by closing the terminal!
Oh my God.
According to the report, about 500 people were evacuated from concourses B and C for more than an hour, and 8 flights were delayed. Naturally, the TSA searched all of these victims all over again before sending them on their way. See, dead men not only hijack planes, but they also pass liquids and gels on to the living. Even the TSA admitted this was overkill, so to speak. One of their spokes bureaucrats said that, quote, mass evacuation was made out of an abundance of caution, unquote. Hey, make that an abundance of power lust. Becky Anchors at LouRockwell.com. They shut down the entire terminal because one TSA agent forgot to x-ray somebody's urn.
Well,
more than one.
What they failed to mention in the article is I wonder how many people's trips were, you know, waylaid as a result. And I don't mean by a few minutes getting to your plane. I mean, you know, did the planes take off and all? You know, what happened here?
Well, there were 8 delayed flights.
Late? Did they miss flights in connecting areas? What happened as a result?
Well, I mean,
because an urn didn't get scanned twice.
Well, you can't calculate that, Mark. But I mean, you know, if you've got 8 delayed flights.
Yeah.
Say 200 people per flight, 1,600, 1,500 people.
Very likely quite a few people missed flights.
Right. And, of course, they probably missed connecting flights as a result, but there's no way to calculate that information. So, given that story, or in light of that story, how do you feel about the TSA? Do you still think that they're okay? Are you somebody that likes what they're doing? Do you think it was all right and acceptable for them to shut down the entire terminal? If you were sitting in that airport that day and you were explained what happened, would you feel good about what they were up to?
I think the biggest problem with the TSA is that there isn't enough competition in the arena of airport security.
Well, they have a monopoly on it.
Right. You know, a government-instituted monopoly.
Sure. Well, that's the only way you can have a monopoly.
If every airline had to compete against every other airline for the best security and the most efficient security, I think we'd see better, more efficient security.
I think you're right. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got hundreds of our listeners that have decided to amp up, and amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The reason we have this program is for our listeners to help us get on more stations. More radio stations mean more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, and that's a valuable thing, or at least we think it is, and so do some of our listeners. If you think so, too, then go and amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks. So we had to sweeten the pot a little bit. So we gave you access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, amp-only chat room. But you get all of our website for free up front. So this is after the fact. This is after the fact you've determined that you like Free Talk Live and you'd like to help us out a little bit. $3 a month is all we're looking for. Amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, Mark, there is something new. And this is one of the coolest things about the amp program. Yes. The amplifiers, Free Talk Live amplifiers, people that are amping the show, they will come up with their own perks. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, they do things for the show. Sure, they got little websites and they do the BitTorrents.
But they come up with their own perks for other amplifiers. For instance, the guy at LibertyCard.org, he offered 100 free cards to Free Talk Live amplifiers. That was one example. Now there's an amp shrine of female listeners. There is a thread on our website on the Free Talk Live BBS in the Amp Only forum. By the Shriners, by some of the amplifier Shriners, they've taken special pictures just to be viewed by Free Talk Live amplifiers.
Hmm.
How cool is that?
Well, it's going to be motivating.
I didn't even know it was going on. All of a sudden, I see this new thread in there, and look at that. We've got a brand new amp perk. So if you want to see the amp-only shrine, you have to be an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right. Continuing with the phone calls, let's talk to Rick in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Rick?
Hey, good evening. How y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment. You had a caller a minute ago called in about the American Union.
Yeah, a lot of people are concerned about that.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something. If you read the Constitution of the United States, it says we the people. This country cannot make us the American Union without the vote of the people. Okay? And I've also heard the word revolution come up. The revolution is going to happen because we, the people, are not going to stand to have the sovereignty of the states diminished to for us to become the American Union.
So let me ask you this, then. What are you going to do in the event that they do try to foist this North American Union on the continent? What are you going to do as far as your revolution is concerned?
Well, if you read and go to SteveCoyle.com and listen to Steve Coyle.
Don't have time for it. I want to know what you're
going to
do.
The American people are going to, and this is the reason why that there is such a push in this country to disarm this country. If you read about Stalin and Lenin said the only way to control your population is to disarm them. Now think about it.
Well, if having control of the public schools probably doesn't hurt either.
People are going to pick up arms. They're going to fight. They're going to fight for this country. This is our country.
Good. I mean, I don't know if I want it to come to that, but if it comes to that, I'm glad that some people are willing to do it. I know that there are a lot of gun owners who are willing to, certainly not turn over their firearms, and I think that's a good thing. And unfortunately, the sad thing is, I don't know if you noticed this, but after Hurricane Katrina, they were confiscating firearms in that area of New Orleans, and there weren't that many people that refused to turn them over. There were a surprising number of people that were handing over their firearms to the police. So I hope that number of people that's willing to fight back is larger than you think it is. I'm a bit pessimistic about that myself.
Well, here is something, and the American people better wake up and understand something. The government tries and experiments with little things. They've done it throughout history. And I want to tell you something. FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security is not your friend.
No, the whole federal government isn't your friend, as a matter of fact. And thank
they
you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. Yeah, I mean, look at what FEMA was. They locked off the Katrina ravaged regions of Mississippi and New Orleans and Louisiana. They locked it off. They wouldn't allow anybody to come in. Walmart tried to come in with trucks loaded full of ice and water to give to people, just to give to people, because they wanted to help out. Other businesses, private organizations, charities tried to get in, tried to help out, tried to rescue people. And FEMA said, we've got this under control. Nope, don't need any assistance from you. Yep, you little people, you can just stay out of here. It's a federal government zone. We're in charge here. And so everybody thought that, okay, well, mommy government's going to come to the rescue. They're going to help those old people in that nursing home or whatever. Because there were a lot of people that were invalid.
The Superdome.
Right, the people in the Superdome. They couldn't go anywhere, and they died. They died, many of them from starvation and dying of thirst because FEMA didn't make it in time or at all. And there were people that were stealing school buses in order so they could go and actually drive around and rescue people. I mean, people were breaking the law in order to go and do the rescuing that FEMA wasn't able to do because it had its paperwork to fill out.
Right. And there's an order of operations here.
Right. Please, you can't expect the government to take care of you. They are not. They just don't have those priorities. They don't have those incentives. They don't have those priorities. They don't really care. They pretend like they do, but they don't. So you need to take care of yourself. And we really need to throw this whole government, this federal government, off our backs, in my opinion. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with the idea of violent revolution, but I certainly understand the idea of fighting back if they try to come and take your guns, because they've then pushed you into a corner.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
The whole point of the Second Amendment is
either
to be
fight
able,
or you're unarmed.
Right. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to be able to defend yourself from a tyrannical government.
Right. And a government that would violate its own constitution. I mean, that's it. This is the document on which the country is based. The laws in the country are based on the Constitution. A government that would violate that Constitution, the Second Amendment thereof, by confiscating people's weapons, is no longer the government that is instituted by the Constitution.
I would argue that it's already violated the Constitution enough times to where you could point out that it's no longer that same government. Of course, that would be the apex, if you will, the zenith of its
yeah, the Second Amendment is the most important of the amendments.
Destruction. So, if you want to call in, chime in as to how exactly you envision some sort of North American revolution in the event of a North American union, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Not.
I think the revolution's already started, and it's a nonviolent one. And it's the one we're involved in. It's the one I prefer to be involved in. I don't want to get violent. That doesn't excite me. It doesn't turn me on. It's not something I want to do. The nonviolent revolution, it has two prongs, I think. Prong number one is the Ron Paul campaign for president. If you are not aware of Ron Paul, if you haven't seen anything about Ron Paul, do yourself a favor and go and Google him right now. Ron Paul.
He's a Republican candidate. He's a veteran.
But he's not a Republican like the other Republicans.
Right. He's a veteran. He wants to get rid of the IRS, and he wants to get us out of this pointless war over in Iraq.
He's somebody who's actually...
It's not even a war, really, this pointless occupation in Iraq.
They call him Dr. No in Congress because he votes no on everything that's unconstitutional, which is virtually everything that comes across his desk. So it's not like he's BSing you. He's really just an amazingly principled, liberty-oriented person.
He's got 10 terms in Congress, so you know how he's going to vote.
Right.
He's proven it so far.
He's
not one of these career politicians that give a little here, take a little there, stuff a little in your pocket, do whatever the lobbyists say.
He won't even take the congressional pay plan. Like, he won't even take their medical care or any of that stuff.
That's the kind of president we need.
Anyway, so he's one prong, because there's this huge, huge movement that's growing underneath his campaign for presidency of people that are getting excited about liberty again, that are talking about freedom again. And that's part of this revolution. The other part, in the event that Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination and doesn't get elected to president, the other part's the Free State Project, which is chugging along even as the Ron Paul campaign goes on, and they're sort of feeding off of each other to an extent. But the Free State Project is a group of liberty-loving Americans and people from around the world. They're all moving to New Hampshire in order to make a stand for liberty. It's the second American Revolution, and it's happening right now under your very nose. It's just happening quietly. It's not something that is getting a lot of press for obvious reasons. The mainstream media doesn't have an interest in covering things like
that. Right. They could care less about liberty.
So it's happening now, and it's happening nonviolently. And the Free Staters, the Free State Project members, are moving up to New Hampshire, and they're doing things already. Things are getting very exciting. There's political movements that are happening. There are networks being built, organizations being built from the ground up, very grassroots. At the same time, there's civil disobedience going on. Silly laws are being broken to point out how silly they are. There's all kinds of things happening here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So there's two examples of the revolution that is afoot right now in America. You're welcome to be a part of it. Again, Google Ron Paul. Go to freestateproject.org. Stick around, because hour number two is coming up. 800-259-9231. California has banned smoking somewhere else. We'll explain and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.